Jamie.
Hi, Janie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thanks.
Good. So my question is, how do I best phrase discussions with my husband when he wants to do separate weekends with our kids after I found out he took them for an overnight over Christmas break when I had to work to like a water park and his mistress was there?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking because it's an excellent question, and it's a question that unfortunately many people are either dealing with or you possibly could be dealing with it. It's not an easy one, but let me see if I can be helpful. First of all, it's important that you understand that introducing children to a mistress or a mister is, without a doubt, one of the most horrific parenting decisions a person could ever make in their life. And as much as I advocate for avoiding conflict, putting aside the problems and the issues, working hard to try to avoid bad will and instead interact in ways that creates goodwill, right? I mean, so much of the program is about that. And I'm constantly teaching and preaching strategies for achieving that. It's not always possible. Most of the time it's possible, but it's not always possible. And here is an example where it's not possible. And it's not possible because you have such an overwhelming responsibility to your children. You have such an overwhelming responsibility as a mother to try to use your influence to make sure these children are parented properly that you just can't be silent about this. And it gives me no pleasure to say that because it's going to be difficult. I mean, right? You're going to be discussing something here with your husband that he doesn't want to hear. And he's going to feel attacked and he's going to, you know, right? You don't need me to explain to you that it's going to be difficult. And it's probably going to result in you losing some ground in your goodwill with him and in your connection with him. But in good conscience, I can't ask you to do that. I have to ask you instead to go to bat for your children. And so this is not something that you can just put aside. You have to deal with this. Okay, now, how do you deal with it? What do you do? Well, you should simply share with your husband in a, you know, sit down with him in a calm place at a quiet time where you have no distractions. You know, you need to create the setting for a mature conversation. This is not necessarily a conversation between a husband and a wife. It's a conversation between a mother and a father. Do you understand? In other words, the context is not marital. It's parenting. And whatever you can do and say to create that context, it'll be helpful. Because, of course, your husband, who's having an affair and, you know, possibly planning to exit the marriage, is not interested right now in conversations about your relationship with him and the marriage. And if he feels that's what this is about, he's going to tune out. So try to establish the context right away. This is not about us. It's not about our marriage, our relationship. I want to speak to you about the well-being and the welfare of our children and what's in their best interest. We have a lot of challenges and problems right now, but one thing we agree on is that we both want what's in the best interest of our children. And I have a concern that I'd like to share with you. I don't believe that it's in the best interest of our children for them to be exposed to your mistress. And I want to ask that they not be. Now, your husband will probably, I'm under no, you know, illusion here that your husband's going to say, "Oh, honey, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Of course, if that's what you want, then I won't do it." I know you're not going to get that response, right? But you have to start by making that simple request. He's going to argue with you. He's going to tell you that he disagrees. He's going to paint for you some perverted worldview that makes it acceptable that he do this. okay, I expect that, and you should expect that. So now we go to the next stage of the conversation. Okay, so we seem to have a disagreement here about how to parent the children. Okay, that's not the end of the world. That's not really all that unusual either. I mean, is there any couple, any mother and father that raises children from, you know, from diapers to college without having a disagreement about how to parent them? All parents have disagreements at some point or the other. The question is, how do we resolve those disagreements? What do we do? Explain to him that I am committed to never unilaterally parenting in violation of your wishes. I'm committed to there being mutual consent because I don't want to ever violate you as a father. I don't want to ever dominate you as a father. I don't want to ever parent the children in a way that removes you from fathering them. And if I just unilaterally parent them, do what I want despite your wishes, well, then that's what I'm doing. I'm basically minimizing you, even negating you as the parent of these children. I won't do that to you. I'm committed to not doing that to you. And I would ask that you be committed to not doing that to me. It's very reasonable, and it's hard to argue with, right? Because let's take the opposite. How could one not agree to that? Right? Are you going to say that we shouldn't care what each other thinks? We shouldn't care what each other wants? We should have license to just unilaterally parent? Is that the parenting environment you want to establish? I don't think so. And by the way, if he has any questions about that, give him the following example. You know, honey, I've been thinking. And I have a plane reservation for me and the kids next week. We're flying to Tehran, Iran. And I've registered them in a fundamentalist, radical Islam school. And we're going to pick them up in about 7 years. What? You don't think that's a good idea? Well, that's not relevant. That's what I wanted to do. And since we don't have an understanding of mutual consent, what's the problem? Your husband, now obviously it's an extreme example and you're kind of playing with him, but that's the beauty of extreme examples, is they drive the point home, that they drive the principle home quickly and easily. Nobody wants to be in a parenting environment where they can be violated. Nobody wants to be in a parenting environment, parenting culture, where they can be, where their role as a parent can effectively be negated. And so you've got to work to try to come to some sort of mutual consent. Now, final step. We can't come to mutual consent. What do we do? I don't want him, the kids around a mistress, and I don't think it's healthy. He thinks it's no big deal. He's got a sick worldview, and this is what he wants. Okay, fine. Sometimes husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, can't find mutual consent even after pursuing it and agreeing that we need mutual consent. So here's what I suggest. This is very practical. My wife and I do this periodically. We do it both for parenting matters and marital matters. Doesn't matter how good of a husband or a wife you are and how great a marriage you are, you will have the opportunity to use what I'm about to share with you. And it is that my wife and I have an understanding that if we can't find mutual consent and we can't get through something, we have pre-selected a couple of mutually agreed upon, objective, unbiased third parties that we trust, that we go to and we present to them the circumstances. we believe that these people have our best interest in mind, our family's best interest in mind, and we trust their judgment and value their wisdom. We go to them, we say, here's what we're dealing with, what do you think, what should we do? And they tell us. And before we go in, we've already committed to each other that whatever we say to do, we're going to do. And it quickly, immediately, within 20 minutes, it's over. It's done. And, you know, in the instances when it hasn't gone in my favor, I'm really okay with it, totally okay with it, because I just assumed that I was missing something. I trust this person. They're wise. They have good judgment. They have my family's best interest in mind. I must have been missing something, not seeing it clearly. And so so that is, Janie, how I would suggest that you try to handle it with your husband. It's the best approach. It'll give you the best chance of trying to resolve this. It's not 100%. Of course, at the end of the day, you're going to need your husband's cooperation. But you've got to go to bat for your children and try. Good luck with it.